Cale Varn's final inquiry. Cale Varn's final inquiry. The ashen road stretched ahead, a serpent of dusty earth and worn stone that unwound into the heart of the dimming age. Cale Varn walked its length, his boots scuffling against the dry ground as he traversed the familiar route to Nightforge. The once proud stronghold stood now as a crumbling silhouette, a testament to the passage of time and the ebb of empire. As he approached the fortress's crumbling walls, a figure emerged from the shadows, a knight of the Black Rose Order, its habit worn but its eyes watchful. "You're expected," the knight said, voice low and gravelly. Cale Varn nodded in acceptance. His face was set, expression stern as ever. The knight handed him a sealed parchment with an Everia stamp, formal permission from Queen Melian to seek out an individual within Nightforge's walls. Cale's eyes narrowed as he broke the seal. Inside, a single sheet bore the text, "For the Balance of Justice," a message that could have been penned by any hand. His path led him through Nightforged halls, now eerily quiet, dust-draped statues, vacant chambers, and darkened passageways where once proud torches had cast their light. At length, he found himself before the chamber door bearing an Everia sigil, a single key hung at its base, waiting to be turned. The occupant within was familiar, yet unchanged. Cale Varn's opposite number in this line of work, an old and aged assassin of House Valen, whose hands had once brought shadowy deaths across the land. "I've expected you," his voice croaked, eyes like cold coals fixed on the intruder. This time, silence was all that followed. Cale Varn's eyes locked onto his counterpart, a silent battle of wills that played out in the empty space between them. The air thickened with unspoken words, each man weighing the other's intentions. The assassin's face was creased by time and calculation, skin-like parchment stretched tight over sharp cheekbones. Cale Varn had seen that look before on the faces of those who'd stared into the void for too long. "I suppose you know why I'm here," Cale said finally, his deep voice a low rumble that broke the silence. The old assassin's eyes glinted with a cold spark. "You wouldn't have made it past my ward without permission from Meliand herself." A dry smile creased his lips. "Still chasing your balance, Cale?" Cale's jaw clenched in irritation at the familiar jibe, but he let it pass. He had a purpose here, and he would see it through. The key hung heavy on its chain, an invitation to proceed deeper into the fortress. He turned it in the lock with a metallic click. Beyond the door lay a cell that reeked of damp stone and the stench of death. A figure lay bound on a narrow pallet, gaunt and still, skin sallow under a thin film of sweat. Cale's gut twisted as he recognized the pale face, Lyrian Vex, an Everia interrogator whose name had been whispered in dread across the land for his unyielding ferocity. "Cale." A voice like a rusty gate creaked through the silence. He stepped forward, eyes scanning Lyrian's body for signs of abuse or neglect. What did you do to him?" Cale demanded, anger simmering beneath his surface. The old assassin watched with an unreadable expression, his cold coals fixed on Cale's face. The old assassin's gaze flickered, and for an instant Cale glimpsed something akin to curiosity in those cold eyes before they snapped back into place. "He's resting," Valen said finally, his voice a low gravel that sent shivers along the spine of his own sentence. "Painfully so." A small smile played on his lips, like the ghost of a serpent. Lyrian's gaze struggled to meet Cale's, his eyes sunken and dark-rimmed. The man's face was gaunt, skin pulled taut over cheekbones that seemed almost too prominent now. Cale felt a shiver run down his spine. This was not how he'd imagined Lyrian Vex, broken and helpless rather than the master interrogator who'd shattered wills across the land. The air inside the cell grew thick with unspoken accusations, questions hanging in the silence like unfulfilled oaths. Cale's hands curled into fists, resisting the urge to lash out at Valen or the chains that bound Lyrian. The Everia Order had never been one for mercy. But this felt different. The faint scent of incense clung to Lyrian's sweat-slick skin, a reminder of the rituals and incantations that might have driven him to such a state. Valen's eyes roamed Cale's face, their glint now gone, replaced by a studied impassivity that unnerved Cale more than any threat. He knew this look. It was the expression worn by those who'd walked far too long in the shadows and saw the depths of human cruelty firsthand. The old assassin turned to Lirian, his gaze lingering on the Evereus face before he spoke again. "He's been indulging in the quiet contemplation," Valen said, voice heavy with a dark amusement that left Kale's skin crawling. Lirian's eyes fixed on Kale's face, searching for something comfort, reassurance. But his gaze found only Kale's stern resolve instead. "Kale, I helped her." The words tumbled from Lirian's lips like confession. He spoke as if driven by an unseen hand rather than his own will. A cold dread spread through Kale, echoing the weight of Lirian's words. Melianth had indeed been the one to send him here. "What do you mean?" Kale asked, his voice steady despite the turmoil in his mind. Valen watched with an unreadable expression, as if waiting for Lirian's words to unlock a door within himself that he alone held the key to. "The queen, she came to me," Lirian continued, his eyes clouding over like a fog rolling into a ravine. "She asked for balance." The word trembled in his voice, weighted with an unspoken dread. The air in the cell seemed to thicken, heavy with unspoken truths that neither Vela nor Kale dared speak out loud. Lirian's gaze wavered, his eyes searching for a respite from the weight of his confession. "What do you mean by balance?" Kale asked again, his voice firm, but laced with a thread of unease. Valen's face remained impassive, yet a subtle tension crept into his shoulders like the gentle flexing of a bowstring. Lirian's eyes darted between the two men, as if weighing the cost of each word. "She sought redress," he whispered finally, the sound barely audible above the creaks and groans of the old fortress. Kale's gut twisted in response. This was not what Meliand had promised. Lirian's words hinted at something far more sinister. A shiver ran down Kale's spine as he recalled the queen's cryptic message for the balance of justice. He thought back to their last meeting, her expression hidden behind a mask of elegance and poise. Had she manipulated him all along? The possibility soured his gut, making him question every step of this inquiry. Valen watched Kale with an unnerving intensity, as if daring him to press on. The faint scent of incense clung to Lirian's sweat-damp skin like a bad omen, and Kale felt the hairs on the back of his neck rise in distaste. He remembered the whispers. Evereus interrogators wielded more than just their skill with words. They had access to dark rituals, incantations that could break even the sturdiest wills. Had Lirian been subjected to one such rite? The thought churned in Kale's stomach like a sickness. "You're saying Meliand asked you to help her break someone," Kale said, the words barely above a whisper, as if he feared awakening something best left dormant. Valen's eyes flickered, but only for an instant long enough to suggest that Lirian's words had indeed struck a chord. The air in the cell vibrated with tension, each man locked in a silent struggle to claim dominance. Lirian's gaze dropped, his eyes tracing the lines of his shackles as if searching for escape. Kale's heart thudded with unease. He'd never imagined Meliand capable of such cruelty. Had she become what Lirian had once been? The thought sent a shiver down his spine, as if he stood on the precipice of some dark abyss. Valen's voice broke the silence, a cold note that jarred Kale from his reverie. "This is old history, Kale." His eyes never left Lirian's face, but his tone dripped with a warning. "Perhaps you should focus on what lies ahead, not what's past." Kale's eyes narrowed, but he chose his words with care. "Lirian, what exactly did Meliand ask of you?" His gaze flicked to Valen, who stood impassive, a sentinel guarding secrets he refused to share. Lirian's face twisted in a grimace, his eyes squeezed shut as if attempting to hold back a memory that threatened to spill out. "The balance," he whispered, the word like a death knell. Kale felt a shiver run down his spine. He'd seen men broken by the Evereus' dark arts, their minds shattered like fine glass. "She wanted a favor," Lirian continued, his voice barely audible. Valen shifted, his movement subtle as a snake's, but Kale caught the flicker of tension in his shoulders. The old assassin's eyes still fixed on Lirian, as if willing him to stop speaking, but Lirian's words poured out like blood from a wound. I was to help her tip the scales, he whispered, his face twisted by some unseen horror. The cell seemed to shrink, the air thickening into an almost palpable force that pressed against Kale's skin. He recalled Melian's words, for the balance of justice. Had she manipulated Lyrian, used him as a tool for her own dark purposes? The thought twisted in his gut like a knife. Valen's gaze flickered towards Kale, an unspoken warning to tread carefully, but it was too late. What do you mean by tip the scales? Kale pressed on, his voice firm despite the growing unease. Lyrian's eyes opened, sunken and dark-rimmed, like two black holes sucking in all light. Who did she want you to manipulate? The words hung between them, heavy with implications. Valen's face remained impassive, but Kale detected a flicker of something like disgust beneath the surface. Lyrian's eyes darted towards the old assassin before answering, his voice barely above a whisper. Aldric. The name dropped like a stone into still water, sending ripples through Kale's mind. Valen's mask cracked for an instant, a glimpse of the man he must have been before the years etched lines on his face. That's enough, he said, his voice like a warning bell tolling through the cell. Lyrian's eyes dropped again, his shoulders sagging as if weighed down by an unseen chain. Kale sensed a spark within him dying out, a flame guttering in the wind of Melian's darkness. The air was heavy with secrets, each one pressing down on Kale like a physical weight. He knew he couldn't let it go unspoken, not now. The Queen's balance, Kale repeated, his voice even. What exactly do you mean by that? Valen's face turned back to its usual mask of stone, but the flicker in his eyes told Kale he'd been right. Lyrian's words had struck a chord within him too. The weight of Melian's scheme spread like a stain across Kale's mind. Lyrian's help would have meant Aldric's downfall. You didn't do it, did you? Kale asked, his voice firm despite the turmoil growing inside. You didn't break Aldric. Lyrian's eyes remained closed, but a shiver ran down his spine, betraying him. Valen's face turned to stone once more, as if warning Kale against further inquiry. In the silence that followed, the faint scent of incense clung to the air like a miasma. The dim light in the cell seemed to dim further, as if darkness itself was gathering around them. Kale took a step forward, his heart pounding in his chest. Valen, what's going on here? He asked, trying to keep his tone steady. Valen turned, his eyes glinting like polished steel. For an instant, Kale thought he saw something there, a glimmer of old allegiance, or perhaps something more complex. But the assassin's face smoothed back into its usual mask. We've said enough, Valen said, his voice like a cold blade slicing through air. Kale knew better than to press it further, but he had to know. How did Melian plan to use Lyrian? The words felt like a knife in the darkness, sharp and precise. Valen's gaze turned back to Lyrian, his expression unreadable, but Kale detected a thread of sorrow there, as if the old assassin mourned some long-lost innocence. Lyrian's eyes opened, sunken and dark-rimmed, his gaze fixed on Valen with an unspoken question. Aishi promised me protection, he whispered, the words barely audible above the creaks in the cell. Kale felt a thread of understanding. Melian must have used Lyrian's desire for redemption against him. But what had she planned to do with Aldric? The dim light in the cell seemed to grow even more oppressive, as if Valen's mask of stone was about to crack and reveal the turmoil beneath. Kale sensed a battle being fought within him between the assassin he knew and the man Lyrian had been hinting at. He took another step forward, his hand reaching out in a gesture of restraint. Valen's eyes snapped towards him, his gaze like a whip cracking through the air. Enough, he said again, this time with a warning edge to his voice. Kale froze, sensing a delicate balance teetering on the brink of collapse. The air vibrated with unspoken emotions, each one clashing against the others in a maelstrom of tension. Lyrian's eyes remained fixed on Valen, his face twisted in a mixture of longing and pain. Valen, please, he whispered, the words barely audible above the creaks in the cell. For an instant, Kale thought he saw something like sorrow flicker across the old assassin's face, but it vanished as quickly as it appeared, leaving behind only a mask of stone. The silence that followed was oppressive, each man locked in his own private world of turmoil. Kale knew he had to tread carefully. Valen's patience was worn thin, and one misstep could shatter the fragile balance within the cell. He took a deep breath, trying to clear his mind of the implications of Lyrian's words. "I see," Kale said finally, his voice low and measured. "So Melian used you, Lyrian. Promised you protection in exchange for Aldric's downfall." The words felt like a weight dropping into the void, leaving behind an echo that reverberated through the cell. Lyrian's eyes dropped, his shoulders sagging beneath the weight of shame and guilt. Valen's face remained impassive, but Kale sensed a deep sadness lurking beneath the surface as if he had lost something precious long ago. The air was heavy with secrets, each one pressing down on Kale like a physical weight. "It wasn't just about Aldric," Lyrian whispered, his voice barely audible above the creaks in the cell. "It was about balance." He paused, his eyes fixed on Valen as if searching for permission to continue. The old assassin's face remained frozen, but Kale detected a hint of trepidation in his gaze. "Go on," Kale said, his voice firm despite the growing unease within him. Lyrian took a deep breath, his eyes closing as if steeling himself for what was to come. "Melian spoke of an imbalance, one that threatened the very fabric of our society." His words hung in the air like a challenge, each one daring Kale to respond. The cell seemed to darken further, as if the shadows themselves were coalescing into something tangible. Valen's eyes never left Lyrian's face, his expression unreadable, but Kale sensed a thread of curiosity there, as if the old assassin was remembering something long buried. The silence that followed was oppressive, each man lost in his own thoughts as the weight of Lyrian's words hung heavy in the air. Kale's mind reeled with the implications Meliand using Lyrian for her own purposes, manipulating him into harming someone she deemed a threat to balance in their society. He sensed a connection between this and Valen's past, the old assassin's expression a mixture of sorrow and warning. "What kind of imbalance?" Kale asked, his voice low and measured, trying not to disturb the fragile balance within the cell. Lyrian's eyes opened, sunken and dark-rimmed, as if reflecting the shadows that had claimed his soul. Valen's face remained impassive, but Kale detected a flicker of curiosity in his gaze. "The balance between light and darkness," Lyrian whispered, his voice barely audible above the creaks in the cell. "Melian spoke of an imbalance growing within our world, one that would consume everything if not corrected." His words hung in the air like a challenge, each one daring Kale to respond. Valen's eyes narrowed, his expression unreadable, but Kale sensed a thread of warning in his voice when he spoke. "Be careful what you say, Lyrian," Valen said, his tone low and even. "The truth is a fragile thing, it can be used against us all." His words seemed to carry a weight of experience, a reminder that the consequences of speaking out could be dire. Kale felt a shiver run down his spine as he realized the true cost of Lyrian's actions, not just for himself, but for Valen and the entire balance of their world. The air was heavy with tension, each man locked in his own private world of turmoil. Kale knew he had to tread carefully, one misstep could shatter the fragile balance within the cell. He took a deep breath, trying to clear his mind of the implications of Lyrian's words. "What did Meliand mean by light and darkness?" he asked, his voice low and measured, trying not to disturb the delicate equilibrium. Lyrian's eyes closed as if steeling himself for what was to come. "She spoke of the struggle between those who walk in the light, the knights and their code, and those who walk in the shadows," he whispered, his voice barely audible above the creaks in the cell. Valen's face remained impassive, but Kale sensed a thread of trepidation in his gaze, as if the old assassin was remembering something long buried. The silence that followed was oppressive, each man lost in his own thoughts as the weight of Lyrian's words hung heavy in the air. Valen's expression remained frozen, a mask of stone that hid the turmoil brewing within him. Kale sensed a deep connection between the old assassin and the concept of balance, one that went beyond mere words. He took another step forward, his eyes locked on Valen as he asked, "What do you know about Melian's plans for Aldric?" The air seemed to vibrate with unspoken emotions, each one clashing against the others in a maelstrom of tension. Valen's gaze flickered towards Lyrian, then back to Kale. For an instant, Kale thought he saw a glimmer of something like compassion, but it was quickly extinguished by the cold, hard glint of calculation that took its place. "I know nothing," Valen said finally, his voice slow and even. The words hung in the air like a challenge, each one daring Kale to push further. But he hesitated, sensing that there was more to the old assassin's response than met the eye. Lyrian's eyes opened, sunken and dark-rimmed, as if reflecting the shadows that had claimed his soul. He seemed to sag under the weight of Valen's words, a small, defeated gesture that Kale saw but couldn't quite understand. The air was heavy with secrets, each one pressing down on Kale like a physical weight. He knew he had to tread carefully, one misstep could shatter the fragile balance within the cell. The silence that followed was oppressive, each man lost in his own thoughts as the weight of Lyrian's words hung heavy in the air. Kale felt a thread of understanding. Melian had manipulated Lyrian, using him for her own purposes. But what did she plan to do with Aldric? He sensed a connection between this and Valen's past, the old assassin's expression a mixture of sorrow and warning. Valen's eyes never left Lyrian's face, his gaze like a weight that pressed down on the younger man. Kale felt a shiver run down his spine as he realized the true cost of Lyrian's actions, not just for himself, but for Valen and the entire balance of their world. The old assassin's words still hung in the air. "Be careful what you say, Lyrian," and Kale sensed that he was walking a razor's edge, one misstep away from catastrophe. The shadows in the cell seemed to deepen, as if the darkness itself was coalescing into something tangible. Kale took a deep breath, trying to clear his mind of the implications of Lyrian's words. He knew he had to keep pushing forward, but at what cost?